Welcome back. Thanks for riding through the break. This is your host, Ray I. You're listening to Ray I Radio, Midwest Outdoor Studios, here in the bunker with Matty G, the Vogler Vogler, and Peanut. And this time of the show, it's time for a little story time. This week's story time began with a trip to the Missouri Ozarks. A few years ago, on an outdoor media hunt, outdoor rider hunt, we had a fall hunt down in southern Missouri with Devil's Backbone Outfitters. Our lodging was in a cabin on Spring Creek, where the Spring Creek and North Fork River come together. While we were unpacking and putting our gear in the cabin and preparing for our fall media hunt, I noticed an old yellowed newspaper in a frame on the wall of the cabin, and it read, "The Blue Man of Spring Creek." And as we was on Spring Creek, it of course piqued my interest, and I read the newspaper piece, "Famous Blue Men of the Ozarks Again in Douglas County. Searching parties trail gigantic creature in Douglas County." And then did a little research, trips later on in the Ozarks. We had a spring turkey hunt there the next spring. And so this week's story is about one of the many urban legends. And one of the things I have found out about the Blue Man of Spring Creek, it's not as well known as like Bigfoot or Momo the Monster or things like that. We are now going to visit the legend of the Blue Man in the Ozarks, a monster man-like creature declared to have terrorized the pioneers. Okay, boys and girls, it's story time with your Uncle Ray. This week's story time is the Blue Man of Spring Creek. The legend of the Blue Man of Spring Creek has been circulating throughout the Ozarks of Douglas County, Missouri, since the times of the Civil War. Those familiar with the legend will note the striking similarities to Bigfoot. However, since the Blue Man predates most North American accounts of Bigfoot and Sasquatch, could it be possible that this mysterious creature was the true missing link? Might the Blue Man possibly be the patriarch of all Bigfoots? The legend can trace its roots back to the winter of 1865, when a hunter named Sol Collins stood on the ridge between the Big North Fork and Spring Creek. Collins, an experienced and expert hunter, was following a wild game tracks in the snow and came upon a track he had never seen before. It was similar to that of a bear, but longer and much broader. And imprinted in the snow were marks of indicating long, deadly claws. Assuming he had stumbled across the tracks of the biggest bear in Ozark history, Collins tirelessly followed the footprints for hours, following the tracks north to Indian Creek and then westward until he completed a great semicircle and found himself above the Big North Fork. As he climbed up the north slope of the upper Twin Mountain, he heard a noise on the hillside above him. It was a boulder tumbling down the hillside, and Collins jumped out of the path of this enormous rock just in time to save his own life. As he sheltered himself behind a tree, a second boulder followed, and then a third. The last boulder struck a nearby tree with such tremendous force, it shattered into splinters. The startled hunter peered from behind his shelter and saw something that made the blood in his veins run cold. There above, on the hillside, towered a gigantic humanoid figure, stark naked except for an animal skin around its waist. The creature was covered in a tightly curled coat of black hair, so dark that it almost appeared to have a bluish tint in the sunlight. Collins estimated the creature was at least 9 foot tall. The creature was said to be carrying a 10-foot-long wooden club. According to Collins, the creature put down the club and picked up another gigantic boulder, which he immediately hurled at Collins with deadly force. The giant then made the hills echo with an ear-splitting scream, more terrifying than anything Collins had ever heard before. Collins, a grizzled veteran of the Civil War, was not a man to give in to cowardice. But after the monster screamed, he took to his heels and fled for his life. Upon returning home, Collins gathered several friends and neighbors and spent the following several days tracking down the giant. The posse caught a glimpse of the creature time and time again, but the giant sped through the woods with such deftness and speed which the hunters could not match. The hunt continued for nearly 3 weeks. In the following days and weeks, the creature was seen by numerous witnesses and its blood-curdling yell was heard by many more. Farmers began noticing that they were missing sheep and pigs, and some of them claimed to have found bloody fragments of their lost animals scattered throughout the woods. Thus was born the legend of the Blue Man. Sightings were scarce over the next 9 years, but in the fall of 1874, Word spread like wildfire throughout the county that the Blue Man had returned. Livestock once again went missing, and hunters assembled search parties in a vain attempt to track down the frightening beast. The Blue Man's reign of terror lasted about a week, and then he disappeared, as suddenly and mysteriously as before. In August of 1915, Douglas County once again erupted in a wave of Blue Man sightings. As usual, the creature was said to lurk the hillsides along the Big North Fork, Indian, and Spring Creeks. However, this time witnesses observed that the creature's blue-black coat was now iron-gray, leading locals to believe that the creature did not have much longer to live. In the course of nature, the Blue Man cannot be expected to live much longer, proclaimed the Moberly Weekly Monitor on August 10, 1915. Whether he ever will be caught or whether the secret of his long absence and mysterious returns will ever be solved is doubtful. While Bigfoot sightings throughout the Ozarks continue to the present day, the original boulder-hurling Blue Man of Spring Creek seems to have disappeared after 1915. Might this legendary creature have been the father, grandfather, or even great-grandfather of the Bigfoot-like creatures being spotted in the Ozarks today? One can only wonder. And also, in an early morning hunt in the Ozarks just before daylight, is it possible that the Blue Man is lurking nearby? That's this week's story time with your Uncle Ray.
Thanks for joining us for Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning radio show.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, helping you enjoy the outdoors since 1967. Mossberg Quality Firearms, built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eyes on the Outdoors. CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America.
Thanks for joining us, and always be a positive role model for hunting, gun ownership, and conservation. We'll see you next time around the campfire. Be safe out there in the woods and on the water. Say goodbye, Peanut.
Defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt.